Now I'm beginning at chapter 6 at verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. In other words, the children of Israel went out and lived in caves and dens, and there's abundant evidence of that in that land even to this day, the fact that many of them lived in caves, especially at this particular time. Now, this is the same old story. Israel had sinned, and here the old hook starts moving. God had blessed them under Deborah, but now they sin, and God delivers them to Midian. And notice what happens, why they cry out for deliverance. And in verse 5, we are told that the Midianites came up against the children of Israel, and they came up because Israel had a good crop that was coming along of grain and that type of thing, and cattle. And so we read in verse 5, "For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it." Now the Midianites apparently needed grain and feed stuff for their stock, for instance, camels, and also their cattle. And Israel, verse 6, was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Here they go again, whining and complaining. But God is gracious and good, and it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice." A prophet came and told them why they were in the condition that they were. But now they've cried out to God, and God in mercy now sends them another judge